It's time for your Farm of the Future report. I'm Tim Hamrich. For years, people have wondered about the possibilities for drones or UAVs to find applications on the farm. But for the most part, it just hasn't materialized until maybe these past few years. The reason for this, says Todd Vautz, technical agronomist for Bayer Crop Science, is that the drone technology itself has come a long way.
One of the biggest advancements is just the automation of the UAV itself. It just becomes so simple. Primarily what I use are DJI, the Mavic 2 Pro. Like I said, from that very first UAV that I had, I mean, it's centuries ahead of that first one on things that you can do with it.
Vautz says that the drone software has come a long way, but also the ag-specific software is much more sophisticated as well.
With all of the different sensors that you have from whatever software program that you use, you know, and Sentara is a great example of that, to, you know, start getting analytics on the field, and whether it's using, again, an NDVI filter, all the different analytics that they can do with stand counts. And it's beginning to be a bit endless as far as the possibilities that you can do. And then, of course, it's just finding the time to do it all gets to be the challenge as well.
You can learn more about this drone-based ag software at Sentara.com. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Tim Hamrich with your Farm of the Future report.